Vietnamese Highway 9 to Khe Sanh is taking shape. We're in the second day of Operation Pegasus, and Marines from the 3rd Bridge Company are beginning to replace some of the blown out and destroyed bridges along Route 9. I'm speaking presently to Corporal William D. Thompson of Tarentum, Pennsylvania, a squad leader with the 3rd Platoon of the 3rd Bridge Company. Bill, tell us a little bit about how you go about replacing some of these bridges that are blown over here.
Well, first of all, we recon the bridge sites and measure the gaps. Then we find out our gaps, spans, and like this one we have here, it's a 30-foot fixed span. So we put in a fixed span over top of these old French abutments here. The stiffeners will hold the weight, and the bulk keeps the stiffeners together. And kind of holds the weight. Class 40 bridge. And I just leave it up to the men. The men's doing the work. I just assist them and they put it together.
Well, Bill, how many bridges have you replaced here along Route 9? And how many more do you expect to encounter before we hit Khe Sanh?
Well, we only fixed two so far. 13 bridges altogether we should have fixed before we hit Khe Sanh. We might have three M6s and the rest will be all fixed spans as you've seen here.
Well, Bill, can you explain some of the difference between an M6 bridge and a fixed span for our listeners?
Well, we have truss panels on the side on the M6 bridgings. On the sides, support more weight, has more weight capacity, holds more, and these one here has a weight capacity too, but it's not as strong as the M6 bridge. M6 is more expensive, requires security. So we're trying to put these in here because they're less expensive than the M6 bridge.
Well, Bill, I noticed the 3rd Bridge Company, as it's working out here along Route 9, is supporting itself. You've got trucks full of parts and cranes and caterpillars running right along behind you. Is this the way normally a bridge company works? And if so, can you explain a little bit about it to us?
Well, no, not usually. We have a so-called grunts, infantrymen, advancing forward. But at the present time, we're short of men right now for a bridge. We usually travel on a company size, but we're only traveling on a platoon size right now. Our other platoons are down south working on bridges, and we're going to support this operation with 3rd Bridge, 3rd Platoon. From here on towards Khe Sanh, we volunteered for this job. It's our territory, we're going to handle the best of our ability.
Well, Bill, most of our listeners aren't familiar with military bridge building, nor do they really realize what goes in. It's terribly hot out here, and it's a real strain for your men, I know, working under these conditions. But could you take just a minute and explain to us exactly how a military bridge is put in, from the time you encounter the blown-out abutments until you get the span across?
Well, from the time we get the word, they give us the measurements of the bridge. From there, we take out what we're going to need, how many stiffeners for your span, as say your 30-footer right here. As you see, we have five stiffeners. Five stiffeners will cover the gap of the 30-foot fixed span here. And from there, we place our bulk panel. We have 7-8, as we call it. From one side it's 8 in, from the other side 7 in, our bulk. Then we start from there and cover inward. And just as simple as that, and we put our tapered bulk on the end for the ramps that come down and send the vehicles across. Every man has their job. Every man knows what to do. We just tell them where to put them, and we have engineers helping on. By the way, that's their dozers and stuff. They help level our abutments, so our bridge sets level on the abutments. As you see, these are old French abutments here. Some of them's pretty well done, and we're just doing the best we can with what we got.
Well, Bill, once you get this 30-foot span across here, what types of vehicles will it support? What's the heaviest type of vehicle we can get across here and into Khe
Sanh? I'd say, well, this would just cover all 6x5s. And dump trucks, stuff like this. We have counterpass on the side for track vehicles such as tanks, 2040s, and Ontoses, what have you. This is just cover the supply vehicles, more or less dumps, trailers, jeeps, things of this nature, mules, These fixed bands will cover that, and we have bypasses around all of them with culverts, so track vehicles won't tear up our bulk and stuff.
Well, Bill, before we close this, maybe you can give us an idea of just exactly what Third Bridge Company's mission is here on Operation Pegasus. Exactly what are we trying to do by reinforcing and building up and opening up Route 9?
To supply the men at Quezon with everything they need and more, if we can. We said before we started this operation, Quezon or bust, and that's just exactly what we mean. We're going for broke. We use up all of our supplies. No matter what the cost, we're going to support our men at Quezon.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon. Corporal William D. Thompson, a squad leader with the 3rd Platoon of the 3rd Bridge Company, now reinforcing and opening up Route 9 to the beleaguered Marine positions at Quezon. Operation Pegasus is in its second day, and already Marine tanks and heavy vehicles have begun rolling down Route 9 to Quezon. I'm speaking presently to the commander of one of those tanks, Corporal John A. Hughes of Pensacola, Florida. John, we're up here aboard your M48 tank. Can you tell us what your mission is here in Operation Pegasus? Why have they sent you down here on Route 9?
As far as I know, we're supposed to be making a sweep to Quezon. That's about all I know about it.
Well, John, what's the advantage of having tanks sweep along with the infantry, especially when we're on a road like this?
Well, we can we got mobility. We can move them from one place to another real fast. A lot of extra firepower, give them a lot of support with the heavy guns, machine guns that we have.
Well, John, you're a member of the 3rd Tank Battalion, and you've operated up around this territory up near the DMZ quite a bit. Is this the first time you've ever been down Route 9?
Yes, it is.
Well, the engineers are working in front of you. Are they building bridges for you to get across?
No, most of the time they can't build a bridge big enough to support this tank. It weighs 52 tons, so generally you have to go around the bridges, and they build passes around them for us, and heavy vehicles like Caterpillars and such.
John, they're moving your tank right now. Can you tell us what we're about to do?
Recon by fire in front of the infantry as they go up the hill. See if we can flush anybody up out there.
Well, what weapons will you be using aboard your tank to support the infantry as they go up that hill?
We'll be using them all, the 90mm gun, 30 caliber machine gun, 50 caliber machine gun.
Well, John, is there any special way that tanks are employed when you're along a road like this in support of infantry?
Well, in this kind of terrain, we can't get off the road. Mostly, we're just fire support for them.
Well, John, as I understand it, Operation Pegasus is designed to clear Route 9 straight through to Quezon so that we can resupply the beleaguered Marine positions up there. How are your tanks going to be employed once we get closer to Quezon?
Well, that I don't know, really. I hadn't been given any information on it.
Presently, Marine M48 tanks are firing into the jungle along Route 9 on Operation Pegasus. Operation Pegasus has begun. Marines of the 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marine Regiment, and